Okay, 3, 2, 1, deep breath. By the power of Destiny Z, I hereby declare this week's Friendly Town City Council meeting to order. Chant it with me.
Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town!
This is a fun world-building comedy experience we do every Monday night here at the Pilot Light. This week, Friendly Town, we here at Friendly Town, the mayors of Friendly Town, have collectively decided that we're just getting a little bit lonely. You know, the fall's coming, we want to have a nice, wonderful person we can cuddle with in front of the fire, drink some hot cocoa, and if things work out, buy a derelict piece of land on the outskirts of town. Just like, you know, just like in that old, like, Natalie Portman movie. I forget what it was called. Garden State? I think that's what it was about. I never saw it. I just remember people saying that it was romantic. But we here in Friendly Town need some more romance in our lives. And what better, more organic, true to 2017 way to find our soulmate is through the use of a free internet website. Yeah. Tonight, Friendly Town needs an online dating profile. It's been an interesting month here in Friendly Town. First of all, last week we had a very special episode. Friendly Town needs public access programming. Did you guys enjoy yourselves last week, those of you who were here last week?
Yeah!
It was our first episode of Friendly Town, the first Friendly Town show we've done that actually had an out-of-town guest host, legendary Pittsburgh public access star Jägermeister Tempelhof. And he, with only the type of effervescence that only Jägermeister could have pulled off, he introduced a slew of incredible new programming that we're going to have on Friendly Town Public Access, which is currently sitting on the internet at vimeo.com/friendlytown. If you guys are interested in watching the stuff that it sounded like I was about to say shit, but I didn't. You guys are interested in seeing the quality programming. Quality programming shit that we had last week, you can go to vimeo.com/friendlytown. But unfortunately, our elaborate plan to get a date using really awesome original public access programming didn't quite pan out for us. So we decided to go to the internet, you know, the old-fashioned way from the mid-2000s, when websites like OkCupid, Match.com, and eHarmony, which is a Christian website which leans really heavily on science for some reason, which I think is the irony to end all ironies. Also, It's Just Lunch, which does not lend itself very well to a domain name. But these are all websites that people use to find love in the 21st century. Will they? Probably not. In fact, most of the experiences that those of us who've been on those websites have had on said websites has been pretty much nightmarish. But we here at Friendly Town decided that by combining all of our charms, all of our lovelorn-ness, all of our poeticisms, all of our romanticisms into one Voltron of love, we think that we can make the ultimate dating profile. So, with no further ado, I'd like to welcome this week's host, one of our Friendly Town key mayors, one of our producers of the show. He has actually been hired by our new Friendly Town love guru type figure. He's the LEO, the love executive officer of Friendly Town. His name is Richard Muscle. We've never met him. He mostly just calls us on a conference line and Skype, but like just the audio to Skype. Like he doesn't have a working webcam, so we don't really know this person. But he has appointed someone in our city council to be in charge of making our dating profile, and that someone is St. Thomas Ledoux. Please give it up for St. Thomas. How you doing, St. Thomas? How's the new job treating you?
Not bad, you know. Just see you've brought your customer beer. We're going to need it.
Yeah. Tell us how we're going to do the show tonight.
All right, so basically...
We have 6 or 7 different people who are looking for love, so to speak.
Yeah, so basically, I don't know if anybody here has ever used the web service OkCupid, but we are, for copyright infringement purposes, not copying their format verbatim at all. But basically, I'm just going to help fill out this form for you because we know we have an issue with literacy in this town. So I'm just going to
do... Hey, it's getting better. It's getting better.
But just so we make sure everyone's at least in the system, I'm going to help you fill out the general questions that would come with just you filling out your dating profile on not OkCupid.com, but our totally not a 100% carbon copy... own proprietary service Friendly Town Cupid. Good
shit, Cupid.com. Okay. That's gonna be the name of our new dating website.
So let's just get started. You know, I mean, you might as well be patient zero. Let's figure out what happens here.
That's actually one of the rejected names for a dating website for Friendly Town. Patientzero.com, we decided was not a very good, did not send the right message, but
I mean, yeah. It did accurately characterize the hepatitis outbreak that we had, yeah. But a little on the nose. We don't want that to be facto thing you think about when you're looking for love in Friendly Town, but it is a risk, and you know, protection is a thing.
But of course, if you are, you know, we're not going to judge you if that's what you're looking for. Hepatitis, Hep C.
Looking for anyway. So let's get right into it.
Yeah. Tell me. Let's get a couple samples of questions that we're going to ask.
We've got a whole profile to fill out here. Let's not waste any time. Age.
34.
All right. Eye color.
Bluish. Yeah, bluish.
I mean, I have to pick a. There's no blue-ish. You got green, brown, blue, red.
Just say, like, melted Crayola crayons. Race? Like, crayons melted together. Those are my icons.
Again, that's not... Anyway, race?
Superior. Oh, shit. I meant...
There's a subsequent question.
Jewish. I meant Jewish.
Would
Jewish.
You strongly prefer to date someone of the same racial background as you? I'm just going to mark yes on that one.
I'm not saying... I'm not a racist, really. Like, yes.
All right. Fair. Body type?
More to love. Actually, no, we can't use that because that may or may not be a real type on...
I think that's exactly how that...
Okay, Cupid. Yeah. Okay, how about my mom says I'm in good shape?
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, subjective opinion, but no.
Yeah, my mom says I'm in decent shape. I mean, but she tells me I should run more, but, you know, I'm in pretty good shape
She's worried about you. What kind of relationship are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone that... I'm looking for someone that won't judge me, mostly.
That's not how online... dating works exactly.
Look, I just want someone that won't fuck with my record collection.
All right, education.
Education. I have just figured out that why the British call it a perambulator.
You care to educate me?
You know, it's like it's short for a pram. They call them prams because it's short for perambulator. I just learned that last week. Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, general. Oh, I thought you meant like stuff that we've learned recently. Like, that's what I learned recently.
I just learned it too.
Yeah, they call it pram. It's short for perambulator.
Religion?
The one that's probably going to pay off most for me.
You drink? Do drugs?
Well, I'm drinking right now, so yeah, sure.
Yeah, dietary restrictions, kids, pets. What's your sign?
I mean, the answer to all that is chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, my sign is chicken. I have two, they're pet chickens, but I consider them my kids. I love them like my kids.
All right. I was going to say you consider your kids your pets, but I was going to say congratulations on giving birth to a beautiful baby chicken. But anyway.
Yeah. It was really weird.
Let's get on to the more meaty questions real quick.
Like chicken? Oh, yeah, that kind of meat? Or the more poultry questions?
No, I think we go dark meat for that. Anyway.
Ladies. All right.
Give me your self-summary, Tyler.
My self-summary?
Yeah.
Well, I am a mayor of an imaginary town, imaginary utopian society, and there is absolutely no paycheck involved in that.
All right, so you're into gaming, okay?
occasionally we sell zines that, you know, that gives us enough money to buy beer from our bartending mayor Todd, who's going to be up here shortly. Give it up for your bartending mayor Todd, by the way.
Tyler, we're the only two people in this. Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm just talking theoretically. You know, if someone's listening to this on the internet,
he hears voices. Anyway, what are you doing with your life?
What am I doing with my life?
Yeah, I mean,
I think being the mayor of Friendly Town is a pretty good gig. You know, I mean, there's no real glory in it.
Gaming. All right,
yeah, sure.
Now I'm gonna start a series of sentences, and I want you to finish them.
Oh, this is always the worst.
So I'm really good at.
Bearing my soul to complete strangers.
So, indecent exposure. Okay, my favorite book is?
The one with all the words, you know?
All right.
So the Brothers Karamazov, that one.
Yeah, I should have known better with the illiteracy thing. This question's not going to fly. My favorite movie is?
My favorite movie is the one with all the film angles, you know, Rush Hour.
Favorite music is?
Yeah, the one with all the notes. John Tesh. He's got a lot of notes, you guys. Just give him a chance. You know, if you're looking for love in all the right places, listen to John Tesh's horrible music. It's
technically, if he hits all the notes, he'll eventually hit the right places, right?
Yeah, and you know, if you're trying to get freaky with someone, just put that on, and they'll beg you to turn it off. They'll even say, "Oh, fine, I'll make out with you. Just turn this off."
Anything to get that. What's your favorite food, Tyler?
Beer.
Fair enough. Same.
Cheers
to that, bud. All right. Maybe six things you could never do without.
Six things I could never do without. Gropey. That's not a dwarf.
Groping, all right.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying groping is one of the things I could do. I could easily do without that. The courts have made it necessary to... the courts have made it necessary to do without groping. I was trying to list the six dwarves, but then I remember there's seven, so shit. I guess Dopey's going to have to get the axe. Sorry to all you Dopey fans out there.
Damn. All right. On a typical...
Savage, I know.
On a typical Friday night, I am...
dying inside.
Oh, same. I spend a lot of time thinking about
Friday nights. I think. How is my profile looking? I think it's ready to get. I think we're ready to get our next mayor
up
here.
I've got one last question. Okay. You should message me if.
Oh, you should message me if you are trying to find someone who will totally not accidentally hit you with his car. I mean that. I mean, that's a promise I can... The one promise I can make, a potential partner, is I will not purposefully hit you with my car.
You just said accidentally.
That was an accident. So I will not purposefully hit you with my car if we go out on a few dates.
All right.
I mean, roll over your foot doesn't count as hitting you. Like, rolling over your foot by accident in the parking lot.
If you're lying down, I'm still technically just rolling over you.
Yes.
Shouldn't have been in the street.
Yeah, and that is my promise to all the potential people out there looking for love. That is one thing I will never do. I will never hit you with my car more than once.
All right. So I think this concludes your profile. Like you mentioned earlier, this is a free service, but if you want to pay for the premium package...
No,
I can just jack you off right here. I mean, just get right to it.
Oh, shit. That's how I pay? You pay...
Yeah, by appointment.
Yeah, enter into your cum garden? That's how it works?
I mean, that's my garden, and what I do with the cum that goes in my mouth is my own business. Okay, so... Anyway, I think this is... gotten unprofessional. And
those of you guys here in the audience, that is totally going to get cut out of the podcast. So you're the only ones to ever hear that moment. You're going to be the only ones to ever share what just happened between me and St. Thomas Ledoux. All right, that's been it for me, and I'll come back up here at the end and see how you're doing as our love master here at Friendly Town. All right, everyone, give it up for St. Thomas, your love master.
Bring up another victim. Who's next? Oh, I have a list. I guess I can just... looks like my next appointment is a guy by the name of John Hurst. Ooh, sounds like a tough case. See what we can accomplish here.
Hey, glad to be here. I'm a little confused. Are we filling out one profile for the whole town, or are we doing individual profiles?
Oh, no, this is just me and you, baby. Oh. Just a one-on-one.
I was really hoping that, the town getting at least one girl, that sounds like a guaranteed offer.
Like a gangbang situation?
Well, no, I mean, maybe timeshare or something. So,
But I mean, if you're looking, I know a woman down the road. I mean, it's just friendly time. You can book time with, I mean, that service exists. But again, this is the free version. That costs money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. So let's do the free version.
It's one of those, like, you just kind of cast a lure. It's like fishing. Like, most of the time you don't catch anything, but every now and then you get, like, you know, a shoe or something by accident. Anyway, so.
I mean, like, I like shoes, so, you know.
Don't we all? Anyway. We got a couple. The general questions are all fun and good. I mean, what the fuck are you doing with your life, John? Why are you even here?
What am I doing here? I'm just trying to, you know, get over my social anxiety and not play as much Overwatch as I usually do.
So
that's basically it.
Your means of escaping the internet is the internet.
Yeah, all basically. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Fair enough. Okay. Again, I'm gonna start a series of sentences here, and I want you to finish it. I'm really good at.
That was actually ellipses that I did there, dot, 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 so that technically ends the sentence.
Oh, well, actually, so. You know what's funny is I already wrote that. That's already written.
Oh,
and
I mean, wow. You're good at this.
I already, you're great at this. So I need you to fill the...
Anyway. Oh, okay. I'm really good at predicting what the system will tell me what to do. See, there we go.
All right, fair enough. My favorite brand of lawnmower is...
Oh, man. The Lowe's cheap brand, the one that you have to buy all the blades for consistently.
Okay.
So I just like going and buying blades at Lowe's. I don't know if anyone else is into that, but that's my game.
Yeah, okay. So I guess we can also fill out then in employment. Unemployed. All right. my favorite breed of livestock is...
Favorite breed of livestock.
Yeah.
You know, goats. Goats are pretty cool. Goats climb up everything, you know, they get all up in the business.
Mountaineer, so. Are you? You big into climbing, huh? Can I put that in as a recreational?
Yeah, thing? Sure. Why not? Why not?
Let's skip past some of these. I can probably already imagine things you spend a lot of time thinking about. Other questions here we got. We have a personality quiz. So aside from just your general information, right, which nobody reads, so why even bother filling it out, right? Because I mean, what's the point? We have a quiz you can take. We just ask a bunch of general questions.
Okay.
And then we'll use a computer algorithm, a.k.a. A blender with all the paper forms to determine who best matches your preferences. So let's start it off. Is astrological sign important to you?
Only if the lottery is involved. and then, like, if they're, like, you know, if they say yes, yeah, sure, why not? I'm a fish. I'm a Pisces.
I don't know if you know how the lottery works, but it's not like just
every... It's all ancient ruins and stuff, right? That's how the Friendly Town lottery works.
That was nice the year that Pisces won the lottery.
Yeah, that was great. I got a lot of popcorn that year. It was nice. It's really good.
If only we had a money lottery, not just a popcorn lottery. But it was cool. I filled my bathtub full of popcorn. It was fun for at least a day after the popcorn gets a little soggy. It doesn't help when you pee in the tub, though. I don't know if you did that.
No, it gets a little awkward after a while, yeah.
Yeah, especially when you invite your whole family to see your new popcorn bath. Anyway, would you date someone with a lot of debt?
Like debt? Depth or death?
Depth.
Oh, depth?
No, that's not the...
The money kind.
Date someone who didn't pay back their popcorn debts.
I mean, if I was their financial advisor and I saw a way around it, sure.
I feel like that sounds like a conflict of interest, and I'm not an ethical
professional. I think that sounds like a Hollywood movie.
All right. Is jealousy healthy in a relationship?
Why would you say that? Why would you go that? Why would you go that word?
What are you judging me? What did I do? What do you think?
I have a lot of clients,
but they don't mean anything to me. Okay,
you have a lot of clients.
I mean, it's not. Don't ask me.
Who's your favorite client so far? I mean, is it me?
That's a totally unfair question to ask. Like,
well, let me compute that.
Doesn't even matter.
Oh, it's probably not me.
Oh my god! It's always like this with you.
No, like, you know, a little jealousy healthy, I think. But
all right, fair enough. Yeah. Would you rather be normal or weird? I mean, I'm gonna answer that one.
Just
we already know the answer. Are you employed? No, we already answered that one. Cheap lawnmower man.
Yep. Lawnmower blades everywhere.
Choose the better romantic activity: bank robbery or kidnapping.
If you can combine the two, you have the ultimate experience right there, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, leaning anal towards a bank robbery, because you get into all that kinky stuff. You can put like the pantyhose on your head and stuff. But, you know, kidnapping, you get to put like a burlap sack. It's not as nearly as fun. Different strokes for different folks.
So you like to feel constricted but still be aware of your
surroundings. Yeah, yeah. At least be able to see a little bit, glossy.
Fair. As long as we agree to those terms at the beginning. But, I mean, last time you... seem to be pretty into the blind. Anyway, okay. Other activities we can. Well, I'm good. Next question. Could you date a messy person?
Sure, it depends on the type of mess. You know, like the popcorn mess, you know, very big. You can't really get around that in town these days. So it is, I guess, everywhere. The answer is yes. So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when we're all up to our necks in pea-soaked popcorn, it's everyone's kind of a messy person in a friendly town.
It's a dark age for the popcorn era.
All right, one last question.
I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Tell me, what's more interesting to you right now? Love or sex? Like, right now.
Right now.
Like, me, you, in this room. Love or sex? What's it going to be?
I'm looking for love.
All right, well then.
Deep, dark voice love. Talking into the mic. Because I'm not sure what else to say to this.
So are you trying to be Isaac Hayes, baby? Or do you want me to be Isaac Hayes?
I think we can both be Isaac Hayes, baby.
No, that's not how it works, man.
Oh, man.
The Isaac Hayes monologue, there's always a soft-spoken woman in the background giggling as he pops champagne, dog. So who's it going to be? Who's going to bottom out first?
I get it,
bottom out with the... It's a butt reference. Anyway,
we're gonna have to discuss that after the profile dating, after computation.
All right, baby. Well, I think that settles it for your consultation. You come back see me anytime.
See you later.
But only if you pitch that voice up, because I ain't doing that bottom shit, girl.
All right.
All right. All right. I got more appointments though to fill, so let's. Let's stay on task here. I gotta let that boner subside a little bit before I call up my next person, though. That will be awkward. Just people feel bad, you know. It's one thing if you get a boner mid-session. That makes them feel good about themselves. That's a indicator that they're probably a desirable match. But if you've already got one when they walk in, they just feel like sloppy seconds. And I'm not trying to do that to my next client. Goes by the name of Josh Lampley, apparently. Have a seat, Mr. Lampley.
Sorry, I had an anticipation boner.
It's all right. It makes me feel great. I'm
good.
That's means I'm the dom. I'm down with that. I'm down with that established premise. So again, just go ahead and give me your self summary, Josh. Who is Josh? What's Josh about? Where's Josh been? Where's Josh going?
Josh, he's the kind of guy that wears like skinny jeans and hiking boots.
You're gonna do this. You want me to write this in third person? That's gonna come off a little douchey.
Well, that goes great with wearing skinny jeans and hiking boots at the same time.
Those are an aggressive pair of sneaks, man.
I like people to know that I could be outside, but I never will be.
If it comes,
so maybe
to
just write that down.
Could be outside, but never will
be. But I won't be.
All right, fair enough. I'm going to start a series of sentences.
Okay.
And I want you to finish them for me, all right?
All right.
All right. Let's see.
That mountain. Oh. You haven't started yet. Sorry. I thought that... I'm sorry. Nervous boner now.
Well, but on the subject, my favorite national monument is...
My favorite national monument is when the Krispy Kreme sign is on hot.
It is nice when they play the national anthem when it comes on, too. That's definitely...
I always kneel for it.
As you should. And then they just bring the tray out and just slide them right into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Ugh.
All right. My favorite drug is...
My favorite drug is definitely Mucinex.
Mucinex?
Yeah, I get really...
What's that like?
I get really snotty, and it clears you up, and it gets you thinking straight, and, you know, sometimes, like, if you do enough of it, you'll even hallucinate a little.
So it's kind of like microtripping, I guess.
Pretty similar, yeah.
Pretty similar.
A lot of similarities.
You ever fucked with Robitussin, man?
I don't tuss, man. That's not for me. I'm not tough enough for the tuss.
All right, so is a baby. I'll put that on that box.
Fair enough.
Most people, I can just assume they're not a baby, but sometimes, you know, you get...
Look, if a girl's tussing, you know, I'm not interested. So
I mean, the good, because that would be rape. That would be straight up rape. You can't fuck a Robitussin out. What the fuck are you thinking, man?
I'm sorry, man. When I get
you
nervous.
You don't fuck a girl on Robitussin. You tuck her into bed. and you go the fuck home.
But in this situation, she's on. Oh, she's on the tuss. You're right.
Wait, who just clapped for? Anyway, I'm sorry. I
probably a tuss user out there.
I love when people talking about Robitussin. All right. Let's get. Wait, okay. One more sentence for you to finish.
I spend a lot of time thinking about the plays I'm going to call on Friday nights.
At?
I work a concession stand at a high school football stadium. And I'm trying to win the OC job, and so I'll yell out plays while I'm handing out pretzels and whatnot. They have not heard me yet, but...
Hey, but yell louder, I guess. But just keep on trying. Stick with it, you know? Ambitious.
I guess so.
Is that
all you need to know? Am I going to find love now?
That's not a guarantee with this service at all. We can't guarantee you will be harassed. That's fair. And we can do that.
That's good enough for me.
But love...
Okay.
Didn't put love anywhere in the title. Don't know what you thought you're gonna find then. I just don't know what you're trying to do. I mean, really, you think you're gonna find true love on the internet? Really, the internet?
I mean, I find everything else.
Place that gave you Mr. Hands, and you. We saw true love die in that video, and you think it's just gonna come back.
Every time I look for something on the internet, I'm able to find a knockoff version of it.
So you want Chinese counterfeit love.
Yeah, I just want some love that, like, if I brought it back to Walmart, they might take it.
All right. We got a couple personality questions to fill out here to see if we can match you with some like-minded people.
No tuss.
No tuss. Choose a better romantic activity and literally Mucinex or Robotrip, and we already got that one.
We know the answer.
So let's do a different. Choose a better romantic activity: vomit or diarrhea.
Oh man, vomit, because you can hold the other person's hair, and that's really a bonding experience. When you're, what are you gonna do? Like hold the person's legs up while they're shitting their brains out?
Oh, I mean, you've seen the. It helps though with. I'm not saying it couldn't work, but
you're also like in the splash zone at that point. You're a lot safer when you're holding the hair.
You don't love enough a person enough to just put a poncho on. Is it really that much trouble? All right, I'm not committing to the poncho. All right. What other things here? Could you date someone who does Mucinex? Yes, that one is...
Oh, yeah.
I already got the answer to that one. How willing are you to meet someone from this service in person?
Are they coming to my house?
I think you have to negotiate.
They're open to... I already established that I don't go outside.
Let's go back. In call or out call, I guess, is the question. That's a prostitution joke for anyone who has... Anyway...
I didn't get that one.
No, most people shouldn't, and you're good for not. All right, so if they'll come to your house, you're saying?
If they will come to my doorstep and let me get 4 good seconds at the peephole, then they got a shot. If they rush me at the peephole, I don't appreciate it, and I'm going to tell them to keep them moving.
How often does someone come to your people stop looking, I'm ready to...
Man, really anyone who comes to the door, they tend to knock, and then when you don't answer, they think that they need to knock again, but it's like,
so the knock,
you're vibrating my fucking face right now, I'm trying to look at you, you know? Cut that shit out.
Fair enough. All right, let's see, I think I got at least one more personality questions.
I got lots of personality, so...
in that case, rate your self-confidence.
Rate my self-confidence. Well, at what task? It really depends on what I'm doing.
Listen, man, the question is open-ended for a reason.
Because, for example, if you're asking, rate your self-confidence when you're chefing up French toast, I'm putting it at an 8. Because that's a pretty easy recipe.
What would be an uneasy
recipe? An uneasy recipe? Oh, man, that's really putting me on the spot. I'd have to go with baked potato. I never know when they're done. They look the same. And once you cut it open, you got to eat it. So you just got
to
wait.
You know, it's funny is there's actually a baked potato clause to that question. We can check. Capable of cooking a baked potato.
Oh, that probably hurts my chances. Damn it.
Yeah, no, I've never seen anyone get laid who answers no to that question. But the baked potato, though, is a euphemism for a baby.
Really?
Case, so
is it the same thing? You can't birth it till you know it's done?
I mean, you don't want to take it out early. And if you
don't, and if you cut it open, it's you have to eat it at that point. Right?
Exactly.
They're the same, right? Well, if that doesn't get me laid, I don't know what will.
I mean, I don't know if they're the same, but I'll say you put enough sour cream and bacon bits on either.
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference?
A little bit of butter. Yeah, that's all you need.
Get the fuck out of my office, y'all.
Hey, St. Thomas, I've got a message from Richard Muscle.
Yeah?
He's sending you another person that I'm just going to throw down here on the list.
Pencil them in.
Yeah, somewhere. I'm just going to pencil them in. Don't mind me. I'm not Akira. I don't exist. I'm just making
You're
sure St. Thomas
knew.
You're
just the voice in my head.
Yeah, absolutely. How's your love testing going? Is it going well?
Oh, man. I would fuck anyone who came in this office, but I'm not a good barometer.
That's fair.
So, if anything, that should be taken as like an opposite sign.
Well, I think you actually have sorry to blow the surprise with the preemptive laugh, but he's actually been ranked Friendly Town's most fuckable bartending mayor for the last year. We've only done it 1 year, but
we also only have one bartender.
Shh, that's not the point. Not the point.
Most fuckable, but still not fuck. Anyway, we'll try to change that. We'll see.
I also think I have to go watch the bar while he's up here. So everyone, please welcome Todd Lewis to St. Thomas's office.
Oh.
These are for you, I guess.
I don't know if you know how this service works. This isn't...
So how does this work? Do you take your pants off first? Do I take my pants off first?
You have not paid for the subscription service. I'm going to need at least $5 from you before we go any further with this negotiation.
All right, this isn't my first rodeo, cowboy.
Well, now that you gave it to me all at once, fuck you, bro. Catch me. Call the cops. Shit's illegal, so you ain't got to check.
What are you talking about? I thought we needed to finish our profile. I need the picture. That's why I was asking about the pants. It's like, you know, I assume they want a picture of my dick. Is that right? I don't really know how this online stuff works.
Here's how it actually works. Normally, you just put your face picture on because women on online dating, assuming that's what you're... Anything really.
Wait, women?
Yeah, so... Things on online dating, if you'd prefer to refer to them that way, really prefer the dick pic to be a surprise. Like, if you put it just out there at the front, it's just like, oh, passe, I've seen your dick. Where's the mystery? But if you just wait until literally the first message.
Wait, which website is this for?
Whatever you want to be, baby. I mean, what are you trying to accomplish here? I mean, because, well, yeah, like.
I thought this was mywang.com.
Mywang.com?
Yeah.
Your Wang or Wayne?
Wang. W-A-N-G.
Your Wang.com. I mean, it might as well be. Just anonymouswangs.com in general.
It's like Hot or Not, but with wangs.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, rateme.com. Do you remember that? Or even the original Facebook, if we want to... Go through the internet history.
Wait, the original Facebook was a website? Like the original Facebook.com?
I don't know if they called
it
that.
Was it like Famous Rays in New York?
You got questions to answer, Todd. This is bought time, so let's make it count. All right. What are you doing with your life? Potion wings on the internet. We got that. All right. I'm going to start some sentences. I need you to finish them. I'm really good at.
Slot car racing.
Yes! Damn right, slot car racing.
The empty room seems to be a huge fan of slot car racing. All right.
I think it's one of the many ghosts of Friendly Town.
Favorite movie is?
Top Gun, the motion picture soundtrack.
All right. My favorite brand of toilet paper is...
Hefty garbage bags. And it's really important that you carry it out yourself, you know. You don't want to leave it on the ground.
Carry it out from where?
I don't know, man. You're the one asking the questions.
All right. Tell me six things you could never do without.
Oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, carbon, helium, and I'm going to say gold.
Gold. Yeah. I mean, I... Lady does love gold. Actually, no, diamonds. Fuck. Anyway, sorry.
Diamonds don't love gold. They don't have emotions. They're just rocks, you idiot.
You clearly never stared deep enough into a diamond. All right. Got personality questions for you, some quizzes, some stuff. Okay. Things. Some
I like quizzes. I like tests.
How long do you have to date someone before you consider having sex with them?
I'm going to say 2 years.
2 whole years?
Yeah.
So what do you do in that 2 years? I mean, there's only so many things in the Netflix gallery. You can look the menu for a long time.
Well, but. You know, we've got a gel on Super Mario Kart Double Dash for like a while before I consider it, and that takes about 2 years.
Two, like just the same race, or is it multiple sessions?
Yeah, like practice sessions. You know, I find that lovemaking is a lot like playing Mario Kart Double Dash. And, like, you know...
And that you always lose, yeah, I know.
The Yoshi track, you know, is, you know, really just... I don't think I need to say anything else.
So, you said love is a lot like Mario Kart. You referenced the lizard and stopped, so I'm going to assume...
Yoshi's a dinosaur, not a lizard, either way, fucking dummy.
Bestiality. Either way, you're...
I thought you were supposed to be a professional.
I mean, not in dinosaur sex. This is a human dating service, unless, like, you check that one box. Anyway.
Yoshi doesn't reproduce by sex. They reproduce by eating monsters and then shitting. Haven't you ever played the game?
I'm taking too long to make that quiff happen, so we're just going to go to the next question. Okay. Last question. What's the most exciting thing about getting to know someone? Wait, there's a subpart to that question. Discovering your shared interests or discovering their body?
Well, hopefully our shared interest is my body. So I'm going to go with that.
Fair enough. You know, Todd, surprisingly, you definitely have the best chances of getting laid so far.
That's not surprising at all. But, I mean, I understand that you've got a lot of lonely loser suckers to get to.
Fair enough.
So I'm going to go back behind the bar where you can tip me for my excellent service, losers.
And I just want to say that you're not allowed to solicit prostitution here in this office. This is, again, legal service.
Oh, okay. I'll go solicit prostitution at the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go make you a sundae at the bar.
All right. Next client, let's keep this rolling, is, don't have a last name, but we're going to go with Jamie. Jamie is my next client. I'm going to squeeze her in. Last minute appointment. Originally didn't have time for Jamie, but now we do. Jamie, how you doing? Come on in.
What's up? How are you?
You're the first woman to sign up for the service, so just heads up, you might get a little swamped.
Are you assuming my gender? Shit.
Yeah, you know, in all reality, it was a blind guess. It could have gone either way.
Hey, Todd, that other 50 cents is for later.
Okay. All right, Jamie, if that is your
What's
real
up?
Name. So, let's go right to sexual orientation then, if we're going to...
Yes.
I'm not going to jump to a yes. All right, we've got yes for that. Body type?
You tell me.
That is actually a checkbox. We'll just leave it at that.
All right, good.
Religion?
No, thank you.
All right. What are you doing with your life, Jamie?
Well, currently homeless. Just kind of drifting around. I kind of thought I was here to date an entire town.
So there's a relationship. We can put you down for polyamorous relationship status. I mean, I don't know. We have the...
That's something you can do?
Yeah, I mean, there's the annual Friendly Town Gangbang Festival, but if you're looking for activities outside of that...
I've got some extra holes. I was in a gunfight.
Can we do this like Marquis de Sade style? Can I just like cut some open or... I got a pair
Which
of scissors in my
to
desk.
My favorite movie, Little Shop of Horrors.
All right. I'll just go ahead and fill that one out.
Who wants their teeth done by the Marquis de Sade?
So favorite music, also Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, just my God.
All right. What's your, just your favorite brand?
Husqvarna.
All right, I like it. A country woman, like a good tractor and or lawnmower and or chainsaw.
Though Ryobi's battery powered stuff is awesome, I have to throw that in there. No shade to Husqvarna.
Well, so if I was gonna use one to cut a hole into you to have sex with.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I've
Husqvarna.
I've been asked
or
this
Ryobi?
Before.
Husqvarna or Ryobi? I gotta put it. It's for the question. Man, I mean,
what's your budget? I mean, are you springing for gas, or you just want to plug something in and go?
I mean, I guess at the end of the day, we are just trying to plug something in and go. So.
All right, Ryobi's your answer.
All right, so we'll put down Ryobi ultimately, or at least most convenient brand, maybe? Anyway.
If you have outlets nearby.
All right, so for that backwoods chainsaw gangbang. Husqvarna, then.
Oh, it's conditional.
All right, fair enough. On typical Friday night, you are, or I am.
I am traveling the tubes of the iGoogle to rid it of its zombie infestation.
Okay. Let's see.
It's called gaming.
Okay. Yeah, we've got that checkbox. There's a lot of... You're not going to have trouble finding matches on this side. Anyway, what makes for a better relationship, passion or dedication?
Passionate dedication.
Passionate dedication. Oh, I see what you
like
did.
That's not even a question. That is a requirement.
All right. What about dedicated passion?
So no.
It's like, no? Okay. They're not the same. Fair enough. Choose a better romantic activity, spin or Pilates?
I'm going to choose leaving your spin or Pilates fucking class to find a secret dark corner to fuck in. Is that an option?
That is actually the third option. But it's you have to have it's
achievement
an
unlocked.
Easter egg. Yeah, it's,
yeah, yeah.
You gotta know where to shoot through the wall. Do you enjoy intellectual conversation?
Yes, St. Thomas will do.
I mean, I didn't say we were having
one. I mean,
one
your
now.
Name just sounds intelligent.
You haven't met my parents. Anyway, you should message me if...
You enjoy cry, scream, fucking everything you kill.
I think I've got all I need here. I think you're going to be a huge success on this site. Good luck to you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Oh, man. All right, so here's the real life situation here. I don't know if you can tell by this dance I've been doing for the last three appointments I have, but I maybe need a stand-in.
You know what? The problem with you is you just can't piss your pants like the rest of us.
I mean, I could. If you want to go there, we can make it happen. You want to really ramp this up?
You need to get out of the chair first. So all right. You're just going to go to the bathroom and you want me to...
Bunch of questions.
Okay, let's see. Who do we have next here? you know, I'm just a lonely small town mayor. I don't really know the first thing about creating dating profiles, but you know, I think I can try in St. Thomas's stead. I imagine Richard Muscle will be satisfied either way. You know, we're being productive. We're doing our duty to the people. Your next person that I'm going to be filling out a love profile in that voice, like in that voice. I'm just going to do pure Barry White. By the way, what they were doing earlier was not Isaac Hayes. There was an element to Isaac Hayes, but it was more Barry White. But if two white guys in their 30s tried to do Barry White, tried to do Isaac Barry White. Anyway, Andrew McNicholas, why don't you come up here and help us look for some LUV, not just LOVE. There's a special branch of it. It was you trace back to the are you again? You still work for us?
Sorry, was this a subscription service meeting or is this?
Did you save the pants that you peed in? Because that's, I want to put that down as fetish.
That's
used piss pants.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Well, okay, let's see. Peepantsyes.com.
Yes.
Yes.com. Peepantsyes.com.
R. Kelly really inspired me.
Oh, R. Kelly is very inspirational. Okay, so I'll put
a whole series of questions to get to that point.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, it ends with who are your favorite artists slash public figures? R. Yeah. Kelly.
R. Kelly's my favorite artist. Public figure is the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, all right.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, don't bring Prince into
rest
this.
Rest in Prince. I mean,
yeah,
peace.
Rest in Prince. Now, okay, let me ask you your first question. Would you prefer good things happened or interesting things? That's a fucking terrible question. Let's just not even answer it. Let's go on to the next one. In a certain light, wouldn't nuclear war be exciting?
Absolutely.
I guess that works with the last question. That's an interesting thing.
Interesting, and I mean, it's nuclear's fine. I mean, World War III, if we use one nuke, all the countries are gone. That's okay. A lot less people you got to fight for these profiles. So
okay, the next question is actually, what do you mean when you say nuclear?
Oh yeah, I'm talking like the one Kim Jong Un has. So like, kind of like premature ejaculation type stuff. Like they really don't get the job done. Like a small crater in the ground.
You're referring to nuclear, right?
Yeah.
Oh okay. That's the next question is, what's the difference between nuclear and nuclear? And I'm just gonna put Kim Jong Un.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, next question. Do you like scary movies?
Yes. Only if I can be the little spoon, though. Like, I have to be held.
Okay.
Because I cry. I mean, the credits hit, and I'm good, but for the most part, it's, I mean, it.
It. You mean the Tim Curry version or the new one?
Whatever one doesn't get us in any copyright trouble.
I'll put Pet Sematary.
Ooh. That's a little too spoopy for me.
Would you consider yourself a feminist?
Yes, I wrote the book on respecting women, so I think...
What's that book called?
The Book of Respecting Women.
Oh, okay.
The Third Testament to Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, the oh right, that one?
Yes.
All right, I've got your religious preferences category down.
Yeah.
Latter-day Saints, LDS.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a cat person or a dog person?
Dog, little pups. I mean, I'll skin a cat and eat different cats, but dogs, like if we're actually talking about like animals.
Okay. I'm just going to put you really into squirrels.
Yeah. I mean, they can store a lot of nuts in their cheeks, so that is... That's just a fact about squirrels. I didn't know...
Yeah, well, you guys...
That is no overtones or any... No. Just squirrels.
So, do grammar mistakes annoy you?
No, I'm no grammar Nazi. I did not actually pass grammar class in sixth grade, so... We're good. You can start talking like I did and trail off, and it's okay. No grammar.
Was that English?
Barely.
Okay.
But that's how my grammar teacher taught me, so I don't know. Maybe that's why I failed, is because I couldn't hit that young Scubo accent right. Yeah.
Was that English?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think this next question, this next set of questions, I think I need to tag back in our love expert. If he's done getting his drink refilled, replenished at the bar, and peeing his pants, I hope I didn't.
Call it getting your dick wet, Tyler. All right.
Now that is what I am here for.
Well, do you need to pee? Because I can't help you otherwise.
No, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. I got it.
All right. All right. Questions. Let's get back to the general profile. On a typical Friday night, what are you doing?
I am patrolling Walmart looking for spills on the ground that do not have a wet floor sign.
And doing, oh.
We're, you know, I mean, maybe I slip
on the podcast,
fall.
You can't see the rubbing of the fingers
the
to
money.
Apply money.
Yeah, I will
gesture.
Call. Oh. Well, if I fall and the Walmart associate doesn't immediately get scared away that I'm going to sue, I do ask them to, you know, that's how you resuscitate someone is. It's not the, you know, when they clear you, it's not because of like electricity shooting through your heart. It's because it hits you right on both nipples.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. I've definitely gotten close to that sensation.
Also, this is what I wanted to do for the profile picture. I didn't know if that was an element, but
that's mine. You need to give it back.
I'm so sorry.
I almost gave a good hand job for that flower. Ooh. Almost. Anyway.
Now that's class. I knew you were the best consultant.
I mean, I've setting the mood. Lesson one, kid.
All right. Yeah.
You want to make something happen. You
something's
gotta make,
going on
you gotta
down
make
here.
The person feel special. All right. You feel special.
Very special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Anyway.
Questions.
I got a lot of questions. Anyway, would you prefer that good things happen or interesting things?
Interesting things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we kind of already covered that with the pro-nuclear war question.
Yes. I mean, as long as I'm not involved or have to push the buttons.
I don't know if you know how nuclear war works. Everybody's
no.
involved.
Oh, but. Shit. For no! I thought it was just like two countries were like, we're all going to go to Antarctica, we're going to take our nukes there and duke it out down there. I didn't know any of us were involved. I changed my mind. Holy shit, fuck nuclear war. It's terrifying. Oh my gosh.
No, yeah, it's not like an episode of BattleBots, bud. All right.
BattleBots is guilty reality TV show, too.
It is. If only you could have sex with them. Anyway. That's a different show. That's a whole different bit that I am stealing from Todd Lewis blatantly right now. All right, one more question to fill out this, round out this personality. How often, ideally, would you and your partner have sex?
Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, my birthday, her birthday, anniversary, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Major federal holidays and birthdays. You don't have to ask for too much. It's like, we're off work. It's my birthday. Like, pick one, you know, I don't know. It's only like 6 or 7 times, right? That's not asking too much, I don't think.
You would desecrate the memory of Martin Luther King.
No, we'd do some role playing with it to make it more tasteful.
This is not getting better at all. I don't even want to know. Don't even tell me how that plays out. That is, I don't want to know who is what.
Well, this was pitched to me as a good day to have sex on. I don't think it's true. I just...
By who? A racist?
Well,
racist.
He did have a Confederate shirt flag on, like not like a.
So what's
shirt.
That role play scenario then?
I guess like I'm getting cucked. Like I don't know. Maybe there's some blackface paint. I honestly don't know. This I thought this was your job is to kind of tell me
what the scenario will
what
be.
The sexual scenarios. Are.
I just make the connections, and it's up to you to negotiate these things in a way that I am explicitly not liable for what happens.
That makes sense. We don't want any liability.
I don't. I mean, you do you, man, but I'm not fucking having any hand in your fucking racist, fucked up role play on Martin Luther King Day. Like, just keep it behind closed doors, but don't anybody see that shit.
That's a good call. Maybe don't put on Martin Luther King Day. Take that one off. That's off the table now. But we're adding in Halloween.
Halloween's fair. I think everybody's fucking on Halloween.
Nice.
That's fair enough. The devil. Spots. You're getting fucked by the devil, by Satan. I don't know who I'm yelling at. We're in a private office, just me and you.
It's just you and me, bro.
Just saying. All right. Last and not but not least, you should message me if...
You think it's a good idea to use scat and bukkake porn as like the kind of warm-up. Like, we shouldn't have to do anything ourselves. Let's watch some real depraved stuff. Go to Cold Stone Creamery to cool down.
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah. It's...
There's no sex in this situation, STL. It's just, you get real hot and heavy, and you go to Cold Stone Creamery, and they're like, what can we do for you? And you're like, well, I need it in a bowl, because I've got something to put in this bowl to cool down. It's like when they say if it lasts longer than an hour, like take a match, put it to your skin, or call a doctor, go to Cold Stone Creamery.
Fair enough. And I've, you know, with the cones, I've tried it with the cones.
It's hard.
They just break, and then they just have a mess.
And then they get mad at you because they have your dick out with the cone. It's a whole deal. I'm not a fan of that one. Marble slab lets you get away with that, though.
Hey, man, I worked in marble slab. You're going to love away with a lot more than that, bro. I'll tell you what. We don't just holler for a dollar, marble slab. I'll tell you that much.
All right. I'm going after this.
All right. Mr. Nicholas, I think there's a bowl of cold ice cream with your name on it.
I'm about to go fill that bowl.
I got another client. I got another client coming up, the ever charming, the illustrious, the wearing a different shirt than when he got on the stage for the open mic, Jeff Blank. Come on in, Jeff.
What's up, babe?
This is not for farmersonly.com. You know that, right?
Masio!
This is a...
Yeah! Salt Life!
All right, favorite... That answers my favorite brand question, I guess. We'll just get right on to
what we doing? What we doing?
Oh, tell me what you're doing with your life, Jeff. What if people want to know what's happening in the life of Jeff Blank here?
Well, I am currently fighting a subpoena. Mostly just hiding.
So this is an anonymous profile then.
I mean, I'm really good at things. What are you really good at? Yeah, let's turn around. I'm alpha male. What are you doing?
Cowering at this point.
You look like I was trying to make a video game character in Fallout. What are you doing?
I'm trying my best to regain control of this situation.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. What's your favorite book, motherfucker? Give it a shot. This is called being an alpha male. That's how I get dates.
Am I being cucked right now?
No, this is called turning it around, baby.
Oh, well, I can do that.
Right, okay, never mind. No.
What,
okay.
You want to know my favorite book, right?
Oh, that is not what I thought was going to happen, but it is my favorite thing that has ever happened.
I think they call...
Like, okay, you actually made me feel awkward. I'll just take a seat.
You seen 2001 A Space Odyssey, baby? This is my favorite movie. You go right into that. I'll answer all your cosmic secrets. I'll transport you millions of years forward in time. I'll make you forget what fucking species you were.
I thought we was going to talk about who I wanted to date.
Turn around, I turn it back around.
Not who I want to debate. You nailed it. There you go. All right. Here's your little questions. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was gonna turn you on. I thought my alpha male shit would really get me good dates on.
Hey, you picked
on the
perfect,
dating side.
The perfect sub. You
I wasn't yeah, you trying wanna, to date
here's,
you.
Here's the fucking problem, guys.
You know what?
Guys always want to be the dom. Until you let them be the dom, that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't even talk dirty. They fucking whisper to you. Whispers, really? You're gonna call me a slut in a whisper? You fucking pussy.
I gotta be honest. I thought I was trying to find matches, but I didn't think that you might be my match. So why don't you ask me questions that you might want?
I mean, I think I already know that you're not gonna work out. But we'll
come on.
We'll do this dance.
Give it a shot. Let's see if we match.
All right, buddy.
I like shaving my head.
I didn't ask a question.
So I guess we're halfway there. You get it? Talking about your head. Yeah.
All right. Real life question.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you strongly prefer to date someone of the same racial background as you?
Man, white people are awesome.
So,
I see it.
Yeah, it's I mean, I won't doubt.
Let me be fair. I really don't care what color you are, as long as you like moons over my hammy at Denny's. We are good. And I feel like that's mostly a white people thing. So it's really how it works out.
Probabilistically.
Yeah. Really how it works out.
But whatever comes your way, ultimately. At the Denny's.
Moons over Miami.
Whatever's eating, whatever's...
Have you had moons over Miami? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hey, you're looking for someone who can take a mouthful. I get it, brother.
Fair enough. Moons over Miami, man.
All right, brother. All right, brother. Let's see. What else have I already asked? Don't re-ask it.
I'm so mad that you broke my whole take your notebook from you thing. Let's just figure out where we're at.
I'd let you have it back, but I know you're just going to disappoint me. So
no, I don't.
How often do you drink, Jeff Blank?
Every 12 minutes. I saw it on WebMD. That's what you have to do now.
Do you worry about things that you have no control over?
I mean, not really.
Care to elaborate?
Not really. I mean, I worry about Walmart's always low prices because I feel like that might be cutting into how the economy works. There's only so many smiley faces you can put on the economy it starts biting into my tax dollars. But apart from that, man, you can get some badass Nick Cage DVDs for $5.
The next question is literally, what kind of intelligence do you value most? I'm going to put none.
Nick Cages.
Nicolas Cage, surprisingly, an answer you can pick from.
Yes, totally. Man, that is an American triumph right there.
All right.
Shouldn't have bought them castles, but whatever.
One more. How many other questions do I have?
One more. What do you got?
I got plenty of questions, actually. Let's fucking ride this out.
Oh, there was something about huddling over your own poop. What you got there?
That is literally notes for another bit that is not happening.
I feel like this is your journal now. You ever huddle over your own poop just to stay warm? Yes, I have. This is a weird dating thing.
Are you in a scat play, Jeff?
Not yet. But I am willing to learn.
How cold are you? How chilly you feel?
Not so much, man. I'm wearing mossy oak.
So you're good. You don't need to huddle over my or your own poop, then.
Oh, man, I don't have to.
Because I can provide it. Anyway.
You gotta have a hobby. I'm sorry I fucked up your whole day.
No, this is most exciting appointment I've had all day. Normally,
man, I just want to meet somebody as beautiful and wonderful as a person. Kind of,
you know the town you live in, right? I mean, how far are you willing to travel to meet a match? I mean, what's the threshold here?
12 feet. 12 feet. I just want to meet somebody that's beautiful and
I'm
wonderful.
I'm the only person.
And exactly what
foot.
I need. And I'm the only person in the world, in 12-foot radius, but it's exactly. It's kind of like a Pokemon Go kind of situation, really.
Oh, my God. You guys, wait, real pause. What if you did Tinder like Pokemon Go?
That'd be it.
Oh, my God.
It's actually a dating app that I'm working on. I wish you hadn't have said it in public.
This is a private meeting. It's just me and you in here, buddy. Just me and you. But I mean, what's...
It's called Stepmom Go.
That already...
I've collected all the Tammys, 3 of the Stacys, and 2 of the Ashleys, and 1 Caitlin.
This is not an original app. Have you not seen the ads on all the porn sites? Want to hot fuck hot moms now? All the hot moms waiting to fuck.
I have seen literally all the apps on all the porn sites. I don't know why you're even asking me that.
I don't know what the ads you get targeted with, but mine are all the fuck hot moms now. And that's been around. That's an old game. Unless you're the one behind them, in which case, haven't fucked one hot mom, Jeff.
I watch so much porn, and I've married so many women and gotten divorced that they call me the Pornhub. It's like a porn husband.
So on a typical Friday night,
I thought that
know
was
what
the
you're
most
doing.
Funny thing that I ever said.
Finally, Jeff.
Yes, ma'am.
You should message me if...
You hitting on me? if
finish the sentence.
You should message me if you are currently at this Chuck E. Cheese, also unattended.
We'll see.
Hashtag ski ball. Hashtag kicked out.
He's not talking about the same kind of skee ball y'all are thinking about, you guys. This is a euphemism for unspeakable acts. You need to get out of my office.
I don't know why you said unspeakable, man. If you're on Tumblr, they're all speakable.
No, that's why they post photos.
Bye.
Give it up for Jeff Blank, Internet. Give it up for Jeff Blank. He's out there looking to mingle if you're within arm's reach, which I'm pretty sure, again, just a recipe for assault. Stay outside of a 12-foot radius of Jeff Blank. You're safe outside of 12 feet. His shirt's not even on right now. I'm just saying. He's rabid. Really in everyone's best interest not to... Ugh. All right. I think I got one last appointment for the day before I can fucking burn this notebook and this site to the ground and forget that any of this ever happened. This is, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but it does not look good. One, literally only one woman on the whole site. Two, every man on this site gives me the fucking creeps. Actually, now that I think about this, this is about every mainstream dating service. Anyway, got one more appointment. Gonna call up the lonely and pathetic Aaron Chastain. Give him one last shot. Aaron, have a seat. How do you like the flowers? You need another beer? It's empty. I mean, if we're gonna get you loosened up.
No.
All right.
No. I'm here on a mission.
Well, the first question one, what is your mission?
My ex-girlfriend, I am trying to catch her in the process of cheating on me.
She can't cheat on you if she's your ex-girlfriend.
You'd be surprised at the things she can do.
But again, cheating or just...
It's complicated. See, she never knew she was my girlfriend. And I'm just trying to make sure she's not cheating on me, so... Yeah.
So what made you break up with her? What was the final straw?
I don't know what part of she was never my girlfriend you didn't get. We did not break up. That's why I'm here, seeing if she would cheat on me. But she's my ex. I told you it's complicated.
So every woman you've never dated is your ex-girlfriend.
And they're all cheating on me.
Well, hate to break it to you, but unless it's that Jamie lady who likes to fuck dead things, I'm pretty sure you won't find her on this site, but we can fill out a profile anyway. We'll figure out something out. So we know what you're doing with your life. Stalking.
If you want to call it that.
It's a category that we can't
I like to
check.
Call it worrying. It's more of a...
Well, then, yes. Yeah, so,
worrying. So
does worry about word. Things he doesn't have control over.
Don't judge me.
Let's see. I'm going to do some sentences, and once you finish them, I'm really good
sentences
at...
Sentences are my strong point.
Really good at sentences. All right, good to know.
Love sentences and stalking. No, worrying. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
What's your favorite food, Aaron?
Probably a stalk of corn. That's what I have to go with.
The whole stalk. You're eating the not just the ear.
Whole stalk. You are what you eat, so. Whole stalk.
So you just called yourself corny on stage.
Or did I call myself a stalker? Worrier. Like I said, it's complicated.
Favorite supervillain?
Jack the Ripper.
Ooh. That's
Jack the Ripper.
I think that's a good answer, but fuck.
Oh, sorry. Jack the Ripper's a little hard. Jack the Worrier. That's what we're calling him now. That's what we're calling him now.
What's your favorite species of North American fir tree? It's an important question. Don't fuck this
fir one. Tree?
Spruce fir.
Oh.
General conifers, even. Yeah. I mean, well, I'll accept.
I would say the morning wood fir would be my favorite tree. On a stalk. Write that down.
That's how trees
work. Write it down. I said it, you write it.
Fair enough. Finally a proper dom in this office.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. What are six things you could never do without, Aaron?
All six of my exes. Well, but I'm trying.
I'm going to assume whom you've never actually dated, though, right?
That's complicated. Complicated.
All right. Well, we got personality questions here for you, and I've got a series that I think would be perfect for you.
Have you ever smelled your microphone?
Oh, don't smell.
Oh, I did. I'm pretty sure I just got like Ebola from that. I just, yeah. So, anyways, where were you?
We got some personality questions to answer. Figure out if you're just a good personality match.
Okay. Yeah.
That laugh is a question, actually.
It was a cough. Why are you judging me right now? Are you judging how I cough? See, it's just a cough. Ebola smells beautiful. That was also the name of my ex.
So, actually, quick question. What's more romantic to you, Ebola or Zika virus? More romantic activity.
Speaking of deadly viruses, this reminds me of this one time. I was in the bushes watching one of my exes, you know, and I got bit by this mosquito. And I would definitely much rather have the West Nile virus.
All right.
Did you write that down?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't see it getting us anywhere, Aaron. I didn't. I'm creeped out.
This is useless.
I'm just trying not to make any sudden movements right now.
That's what all my exes did. So.
Made sudden movements or didn't? Hard to make them when you're tied up.
Like I said, it's complicated.
If you don't do anything at all for an entire day, how does that make you feel, Aaron?
Well, I hate wasting a day when I could be in a bush somewhere, you know? It's like, why be in bed when you can be in a bush, you know?
So it makes you worry. So just worry.
Worry, stop, ripper, whatever. It's complicated, guys.
It's very millennial of you to turn rippering into a verb.
We've got to be politically correct, so... Yep.
I'm pretty sure Jack the Ripper was nothing politically correct about...
Well, he wasn't a politician either, so I don't know why we're bringing politics into this.
Actually, there's a funny theory that he was a famous politician.
Ooh, really?
A high aristocrat who just... Also, anyway.
Dude, wait, hold on. I have to ask. If Jack the Ripper was a politician, do you think he grabbed them by the pussy?
I mean, that might have been where he started. More like grab him by the intestines and then pull the intestines out. So maybe like grab him by the uterus. He was more into the insides than the outsides.
So maybe that's what I've been doing wrong.
All right, last line of questions, and I got to get you out of here and call the police.
Okay. Probably best. My girlfriend's waiting on me.
Yeah, before I become one of your ex-girlfriends. This is a compound question. Is it a requirement that you communicate with your significant other every day?
Does body language count? Because we don't really talk a lot. Like, the window gets in the way.
So they're talking at you through this window?
It's a I don't speak comment. Arms. I don't know. So, like I said... better with sentences.
Again, another question. Is it a requirement that your significant other live in a compound with you?
I don't think you should have much of a choice.
Should they be allowed to use their phones without your permission?
Well, of course. We're millennials. I mean, it's what we do.
Should they only be allowed to wear sweats out of the house? No revealing clothing.
This is where it gets complicated again. No, but yes. Like, they have to wear sweats, but like the cutoff sweats. So it's very revealing.
Okay.
And very hot. Not in a sexy hot, but like a sweatpant hot, you know?
Yeah, so literally sweating hot.
Yes.
Is it a requirement that your significant other face the wall anytime you have another man in the house? Mm.
It is one of my rules I have posted on the wall. So if not, she better shape up.
Well, if she, you can make her read the rules as she faces the wall. I mean, is it a requirement that they be into getting peed on? Is that a thing? Is that required?
Well, considering I do tend to tingle when I sleep, I mean, it's quite a requirement if we're going to spoon.
So just, not like in a more direct way, just kind of, it just might happen. All right. Do you require that they refer to you as daddy?
No, I've got a lot of daddy issues. Jack the Warrior was my dad.
Should they be required, or rather not allowed to drive?
I mean, they're women. Can they really drive?
All right, so religion, fundamentalist Islam. All right. Finally, is a requirement that they only be allowed to eat when you ask them?
Depends on what they're eating.
Corn?
On the stalk.
All right, well, I think at least from your questions, we've proven you are not R. Kelly, so...
No.
Because in case you haven't been paying attention to the news, those are literally all things he makes his multiple girlfriends do in real life, starting with the communicate everyday thing. Anyway, I don't know how to end this. I've been uncomfortable for 5 straight minutes now.
So when do I see if she's cheating or not?
So here's the you've already been blocked.
No.
I blocked you when you came
well,
in.
Well, she's blocked 3 of my accounts.
And I just blocked a 4th one. And
well, that's on her. So until then, I will be in the bushes.
Worrying, I'm sure.
So Richard Muscle just called me screaming, telling me to get down here, saying that there have been 13 restraining orders filed against the city government in the last 5 minutes.
Which is crazy because I literally have only made 7 profiles.
Well, they're all going to get us. They've all gotten us in pretty hot water. And
no,
he actually,
9 profiles. I can't count. Sorry,
well, I've got bad news. Love CEO of Friendly Town has decided to disband the online dating department. He realizes that none of us should be allowed to breed. I think that's what it comes down to. I think he's trying to discourage us from propagating.
You know, if in all fairness, that's the exact same conclusion I came to after I tried online dating.
Yeah,
so
I think that we all need to die out as a species. Good night. Everyone, please give it up for St. Thomas, your resident love master. We'll find a new position for you sometime soon. Don't worry. Richard.
taking applications for paid bottom, but only if you're a real dom and not some pussy bitch who doesn't know fucking kind.
All right. Can we please stop it with that language? You weren't, we didn't
hire you.
Do you
know how sub dom relationships work?
It's not a PC interaction. Yeah, no, right, but I'm also saying that Richard Muscle doesn't take kindly to those kind of words. He's a bit of a vanilla person. I don't know why he got elected love master. No, you're the love master. What the hell is his job? I don't even know. Has anyone ever met Richard Muscle?
No, he just sends me dick pics occasionally, but I just ignore him.
He's showing you that muscle. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
Richard Muscle.
Come back next week for Friendly Town Needs a Serial Killer.
I think we've already got one.
It's just going to be Aaron sitting here for 45 minutes.
Coughing.
Worrying. It's going to be him 45 minutes worrying. Jeff in a Mossy Oak shirt just yelling questions at him. That's going to be the whole show. Of course, subject to change.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging anyone. You know, that's... You leave my dating profile out of this, Jeff. I'm really into judging. Find us on Facebook, Friendly Town. It's on Facebook at Friendly Town Knoxville. And you can also buy one of our zines down at the end of the bar. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thank you for spending your Monday night with us. Get up for St. Thomas, Todd, everyone you've seen here tonight. Thank you. Lock your doors in your car.